said it was a great night for the Democratic Party. He said it was a victory for the state of California and the United States. And then he got into Trump. It seems to me as if a lot of these people, the leaders of a city, the leaders of a state, not really talking about the benefit to the people of that of their state and city, but how they're going to go after Donald Trump continually, on and on yes. it goes.
Well, it's all they've got, Trace, because the results of their policies, whether that's Democrat rule in New York right now, or Gavin Newsom's rule in California right now, or socialist rule anywhere it's ever been tried, along the lines that Mandani wants to take it even further than anywhere it's been tried in the Western world, is always a disaster. And the people who lose out are the exact people that they claim to represent, the poorest, working class people. Those are the people who've lost out here in California. Gavin Newsom strikes me as an increasingly ludicrous figure. I mean, you saw him just there. He knows how badly he's screwed up. He knows how badly he's screwed up. He gave it away at the end there. He's now desperate for other states to dig him out of the hole that he's put his party in. Why? Because the other Republican states, Elizabeth made this point earlier, they wouldn't be doing the redistricting if it wasn't for Gavin Newsom. And so right now, Republicans nationally are going to come out on top. And Gavin Newsom caused that. And that's why he's desperate. He listed all the states. He wants them to save him. Look at the other ridiculous things he said, talking about the rule of law. The rule of law, he's the one standing in the way of federal law enforcement, trying to uphold the rule of law. He's the one standing in the way of that. And honestly, when you see him talk, increasingly hysterical, these kind of histrionic performances, he talks about no kings. He's turned into the biggest drama queen we've ever seen on the national stage.